Hello everyone, my name is Pallavi Patil and I am going to explain media communities. A good deal of discussion about media, culture and society has focused on the relationship between large scale or media communication and the broad swaths of population who form their audience or users. Many focus in general terms on the relationship between media and the opinion, intelligence, morality or identity of the public or the nation, while the attention of others falls on potential of mass media to facilitate a universal mass culture. Contemporary media can also be involved in the facilitation and development of smaller scale, minority or specialist groupings. The presentation of such marginal groups within broadly targeted mass media can play a role here, but increasing significance are specialist and DIY form of media that target particular groupings, whether they are based on locality, consumer taste, political persuasion, ethnic identity or sexual orientation. That is, each person have a different area of interest. So media should cover each part and preserve consumers' interest. For example, sports, music, entertainment and fashion. Let's start with our first topic, media versus community. Media frequently are associated with broad process of social change that is deemed to have brought about a decline in the significance of community. The 19th century writings of German theorist Ferdinand Tönnies point to the gradual eclipsing of Gemeinschaft by Gesellschaft as the dominant mode of human association. Emphasize the overriding concern in each type of community, one's own self, interest, the well-being of the larger society. Gemeinschaft, typically rural life, a small community in which people have a similar backgrounds and life experience. Virtually everyone knows one another and social interaction are intimate and familiar almost as among kinfolk. Social control in Gemeinschaft is maintained through informal means such as a moral persuasion, gossips and even gesture. Gesellschaft, ideal community that is characterized of modern urban life. In this community, most people are strangers who feel little in common with other residents. Relationships are governed by social roles that grown out of immediate tasks. Social control rests on more formal techniques such as law and legal defined punishment. Social control rests on more formal techniques such as laws and legally defined punishments. Tönnies' approach to Gemeinschaft is adopted by Robert Redfield, who specifies that as well as being organic rather than chosen, community implies a homogeneous group that is self-sufficient, disconnective, and clearly bounded relative to the outside world. As well as being small enough to enable intense communication between all its members, it is not easy to find an example of so pure a community in modern societies. But the Depiction of local collective identity in UK soap operas such as Coronation Street or EastEnders demonstrates at last some of the features. On the basis of accident of their shared locality, the characters known as each other depend on each other, socialize in same handful of local cafes, bars and shops, and proudly defend their collective identity and values. Such representations strike a chord with audience because even if communities of this kind may be increasingly rare, the ideal of folk community as a local face-to-face and organic endures. According to Zygmunt Bauman, Tony's and Redfield was bounded to be undermined by the development of media. Ever more intensive contact with people in other places would blur inside-outsider boundaries. He argues and erode discriminativeness and mutual dependence, rendering community more a matter of choice than necessity. Others too have pointed to media as a being key in the demise of communities. From the telegraph to the printing press to television, satellite technology and the internet, emphasis often is placed on the way media increase the amount of contact and shares experience between people based in different settlements, village, towns and even countries. The implication is that greater that penetration of media into people's lives, the more their communities will dissolve into larger, more than any more social entities. For Digwitt MacDonald's, folk culture had reflect the organic face-to-face communication and cohesive community of life of ordinary people. But it had been undermined and replaced by artificial and undifferentiated mass culture imposed from above through mass media. This process is regarded as having led to a large quantity of people unable to express themselves as a human being because they are related to one another neither as individuals nor as a member of communities. Theorists at Birmingham University's Center for Contemporary Culture Studies carried out series of studies in the 1960s and 1970s focused on the emergence of distinctive stylistically marked group of young people. The prevailing view among the CCS theorists is that such subculture represented a form of collective grassroots youth residence via style and more specifically a subversive reaction to the decline of traditional working class form of community and the rise of mass consumer culture. Rather than being inserted from media and consumer culture, such groups were centered on music and fashion. Constant to the mass consumer culture around them, subcultural participants are deemed to have formed communities centered on using culture industry broadcast in subversive ways.